Yeah. So anyway, getting back to the story, there's this compassionate virus going around, Corona. So everybody is really fearful. Sitting on the plane, I was fearful. Why? Because there was a lady who was from China sitting next to me. I said to her, maybe you should move a little bit. I did. Because the seat next to her was vacant. I said, I think you need to take a look. And she's wearing a mask, so. Hare Krishna. So I was thinking, how could I overcome that fear? So immediately I started reading Bhagavad Gita just to counteract the effects of the compassionate virus. So I started reading, and then I felt better. It didn't bother me anymore. So that's what Krishna says in the Gita. Avaya sattvasam shuddhi jnana yoga vavasatihi. That one could become free from fear by having some transcendental knowledge, you know, taking shelter of transcendental knowledge. And also on the way here, we were talking about another source of fear, not that I have, but many people here in Fiji have, which is subtle living entities. You know, ghosts and demons and rakshasas and witches and goblins and hobgoblins and the dark side of the force. Those of you know what the program is, nobody knows what the program is. Anyway. question was raised, do ghosts really exist? And of course I said, yes, there's ghosts and witches and all those other nice people. And rakshasas, you know, read the Ramayana. It's a whole story about rakshasas, right? You know, Ravan. And they can change their form, you know, Surpanaka. Like you may see a pretty lady on the street, but she may be a rakshasa. Oh, you young men, just be careful, you know. Because he changes the form, you know. Once you get married. No, I'm just joking. So yes, my answer was yes, there are the living entities, but when one chants the holy name, see, this is a problem many people here in Fiji have. They don't have full faith in the holy name. They think that the chanting's all right, but, you know, I also have to see my Muslim witch doctor, you know, to help me with all these curses and everything like that. You know, I hear this all the time from people, I've been cursed. And they, oh, I've been cursed. But actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, just by namabhas chanting, namabhas means even accidental chanting or joking chanting or meaning something else, then all these evil spirits can't affect you. Plus all your karma, parabdha karma, and everything else goes away. Even namabhas chanting. You don't have to be pure. You can just go Hare Krishna. Of course, it doesn't mean you can smoke marijuana. Because if you do smoke marijuana, the ghosts come. That's true. Isn't it? It calls the ghosts, marijuana or what to speak of, liquor. That's why they keep all the bars very dark, so the ghosts feel comfortable. Isn't it? Otherwise, the ghosts would feel like, oh, my, what am I doing in the light? You know? And during the day, they hide in the walls, and they come out at night. Mm. It's like I was in New Govardhan, and at night, I kept hearing knocking on my door. Knock, 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 knock. I said, no, it's just ghosts. But actually, it was bats carrying the coronavirus. Now, because some devotee, without knowing, he had hung bananas right outside my door. And, you know, the bats like to eat bananas. So why do people get affected, even though they're chanting Hare Krishna? This is a question. By the ghosts and everything like that. Well, I say they don't get affected. But why do they think they get affected? Because it's the power of suggestion. You understand? Just like when you go to an astrologer. Astrologer will tell you something. I think that you're going to have a car accident today. Okay. I'm going to have a car accident today. I'm going to. Astrologer was right. That's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you think you're being haunted by ghosts, you won't be, but you'll feel as if you were being haunted by ghosts. So you have to be very careful. You have to have faith in Krishna's names. I do, because I know if I chant the holy names, no ghost can come near. Right? I mean, I told you that story. I think I told everyone that story that one time I was with a Ghostbuster, and there was ghosts in one of the houses that we had, and I asked him, please come get rid of the ghosts. So he comes with me, and I say, I want to see how it does. You know, I brought my camera and everything like that. To take care of the ectoplasm. You know, anyway, the camera. And what happened is we came in, and he said, Guru Maharaj, you have to leave. I said, why? I'm so excited, I want to see ghosts. It's the most exciting day of my life. You know, otherwise, you know, all I do is just chant Hare Krishna. So then he said, well, the ghosts won't come near you, chant too much. He said, they just told me, he's like, you know, we're not going near that guy. Because the way the Ghostbuster gets rid of ghosts is he talks to the ghosts, tells them, you know, go somewhere else, you know. Go to some meat eater's house or, you know, whatever. Go to some politician's house. So basically, if you chant, but there's a power of suggestion. And just like I know that it's very powerful. If I say something and people take it seriously as a spiritual master, people take it very seriously. And it affects the mind. So that's why when I preach to people, I'm positive. I don't say, you're in Maya. You'll never become a devotee. You're just full of lust. So if I tell people that, they'll say, yeah, I'm in Maya. I'll never become a devotee. I'm full of lust. And it affects their consciousness. So therefore, I tell people, which is the truth, that you are making great spiritual advancement and you're going to be a pure devotee one day. And actually, even in emergency medicine, it's a fact. You probably know about this. Like if you're working in emergency medicine, an ambulance, and you see someone who's been hit by a car and you just say, and he hears you, oh, he's finished. He'll never survive. I mean, whoo, this is the worst case I've ever seen. What a mess the guy is. He'll probably die on the way to the hospital. Isn't that true? You've learned about it, haven't you? So therefore you say, when you have someone lying on the road covered with blood, you say, I've seen people recover, you'll recover, you know, from worse things than this. And then the person has some positive attitude, and it's much more likely he'll recover. It's not a guarantee, but it's much more likely he'll recover. So we have to be very careful what we hear and what we believe in, because we can be convinced of things that are unreal. I'll give you an example. One time I proved this to a devotee. The devotee said, you know, I don't believe what you're saying. I said, all right, I'm going to prove it to you. I said, look, years ago, I made up a story. Years ago, I was studying voodoo. You know what voodoo is? Voodoo? Black magic? Anyway, black magic. Yeah. Actually, I have one disciple who's a voodoo queen. It's true. That's how she makes her money. So she's a rich witch. You know, when you're Krishna conscious, you can have, when you're a good guru, you can have even witches as disciples. And on her webpage, she says, I owe all my knowledge of black magic to my guru, Birkrishna Goswami. So I told this devotee that I know voodoo, and I said, I'll prove it to you. And I took a pillow, like this, and I said, did some mantras. This is you now. And then I took a pin, and I stuck it with a pin. And this lady said, oh! Stop it. Stop it. She was in extreme pain. So the power of belief is very strong. Very, very strong. And of course, according to the modes of nature, according to Krishna in the Gita, you know, divisions of faith, that Arjuna asks Krishna, what is one's position, 17th chapter of the Gita, if he doesn't follow the Shastra, is he in goodness, passion, or ignorance? And Krishna says, according to his nature, he develops a particular type of faith. So faith can change. But faith in Krishna is based on, actually, mature understanding and also prajaksha, direct experience, as Krishna says in the ninth chapter of the Gita, prajaksha bhagavam dharmyam shushukam kartamavyam, that it's based upon experience and realization, you know. So we should have faith in Krishna's names and not take shelter of all these witch doctors that you all go to and not think that you're being cursed. And even if someone is cursing you, that's all right. You just chant Hare Krishna. And then the other question is, but if I'm not being cursed, why are so many bad things happening to me? Why did I lose my money? Why did a dacoit come in and steal in the middle of the night? Why did I get the coronavirus? You know, why? I'm chanting. Chanting is supposed to make your whole life auspicious. Well, that is actually brought out in a discussion in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Pariksit Maharaj asked the question, why are the devotees of Lord Shiva so opulent and everything goes all right for them? And the devotees of Krishna, you know, they seem to have a lot of problems. So the answer is that Krishna doesn't want us to get something that will be detrimental or hurt our spiritual progress. Whereas Lord Shiva, he's very ashatosh. He's very... So I hope I'm not encouraging anyone to install a deity of Lord Shiva tonight. So he's ashatosh, easily pleased, easily angered, right? And so, let's say if you want something from Lord Shiva, okay, Lord Shiva, I want the ability to touch someone's head and then split into 1,000 pieces. Because you have to do some austerities like that Rikasura. You have to tear off his skin, you know, get ready to offer his head to Lord Shiva. Quite an austerity. I don't think I could do that, you know. Tearing off my skin. My head. So, but anyway, and Lord Shiva said, yes, you didn't have to go through all these austerities. You can simply, I'll give you the benediction. And then this rascal, he started to chase after Lord Shiva because he wanted to take Parvati away from him. And then Krishna, anyway, Lord Shiva was running away. Finally, he goes to Krishna. Krishna says, why are you giving all these benedictions? Don't you understand? They're just rascals. But he's very soft-hearted. And of course, his greatest devotee, I understand, is a pastime. So he's very soft-hearted. But Krishna warns him, don't do this again. And then Krishna takes the form of a bhakta, Shiva bhakta, with raksha beads, and tells this demon, because demons are stupid anyway. It's easy to defeat him. You just say, he said to him, just if you want to really test this benediction without actually getting too tired, and Lord Shiva's benedictions don't always work, just touch it to your own head. And if it doesn't work, you can get angry at Lord Shiva. And if it does work, you can still attack Lord Shiva. You know, it's just stupid. And so he touches his own head, and boom! Demon gone. So anyway, so the devotees of Krishna, Yashaham Anugrinami Hurishe Tandanam Shanai, Krishna doesn't want us to be sick. Just like nowadays, of course, talking again about the coronavirus, that if someone has it, just to protect people, they put people into 14 days. They just have to isolate themselves, right? You have that in Fiji? Isolation. So you might think it's torture, but it's actually for your own good. It's for the good of society. So sometimes, or you go to a doctor, and the doctors, well, let's say the dentist. The dentists always say it's not going to hurt, and it always hurts. There's a painless dentist. It's like saying Yamaraj is just like, it's painless. Anyway, so sometimes a little pain, you know, no pain, no gain, as they say. Sometimes you got a little austerity, you know. Don't make up austerity. You don't have to be like the yogi who sleeps on a bed of nails. They don't have to do that. Prabhupada said, we have enough austerities, don't invent any. But at the same time, you know, Krishna puts us through difficulties. What is the difficulty? Sometimes there's enemies. People don't like us. So what do we do about it? We have to be compassionate even to our enemies. We have to not think of anyone as our enemy. You have to see each time something happens to you, it's a test by Krishna. And Krishna wants you to pass it. And if you don't pass it, you're going to get the same test again. So you better pass it. Isn't it? So, yes. But it's not demons. It's not a curse. It's Krishna. And Krishna's not a demon. Krishna's a kind father. And sometimes he gives you a little spanking. Right? It's for your own good. This is like my mother. She used to smack me. She said, it's for your own good, and it's because I love you. And I said to my mother, boy, if you hated me, I'd be in real trouble. She said it's going to hurt. She actually said it's going to hurt her more than it hurt me. That's not true. So I'm sure you've all heard that before. But Krishna just does what's best for us. He's a kind, you know, hey Krishna Karana Sindhu. Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Kopika Kanta Radhakanta Namostate. Someone's phone. Anyway, so Krishna's kind. And whatever he does is for our own benefit. You know, so we see like that. There's no ghosts, no spirits. Just chant Hare Krishna. Be happy. And whenever something happens that makes you a little fearful, like myself on the plane today, you just pick up the Bhagavad Gita, chant Hare Krishna, take shelter of Krishna's names, and then you'll feel so much better. Isn't it? And then I felt compassion for that lady. Anyway, she didn't have a coronavirus. But, you know, nowadays, you know, people get fearful about so many things. And then also, you know, because of the coronavirus, people are fearful about the economy, right? All over the world, the market's going down. You know, what's going to happen to the world? Anyway, Janmam Mrityu Jaravyadi. Dukkha Doshana Darshana, right? So, anyway, so thank you all for the nice reception, and we thank especially Rasa Bihari, who's such a great preacher. I actually talk about wherever I go in the world, I praise Rasa Bihari. Next life, I'll be one of his devotees. He'll adopt me. Anyway, because of all the nice preaching and everything like that. And you see, for preaching, you don't need a big building or big money being spent. You just need Krishna. Krishna and the holy name and loving relationships between the devotees. And that's the secret. Here is there, you know, I say everybody having loving relationships. They care for each other. So I'm inspired. I'm inspired by everything and inspired. And Lotoka Temple's doing well. The Chutin family doing great there. I'm inspired by them. And you're all credit to me. Because I need more credits. Krishna's going to ask me, what did you do? And I'll say, hey, I didn't do much, but these other people did all the time. You know, so it's just... And I was just with Nanda Kishore. He's doing quite well, too. Such a nice devotee. Vijay is such a nice devotee. Nanda Kishore, what a saint. Isn't it? All right, so any questions before... Yeah. No, cool.
Before you come, I saw everybody wearing the mask. Everybody.
They were afraid of me. This is a strange guy here.
And I wanted to touch maybe Gurudev was
I think that was another flight that came in at the same time as I did. The Brisbane flight, practically nobody was wearing a mask. I think there was a flight, what, from Singapore or something? Or? It was a Singapore flight, and that's why they weren't wearing the mask.
Because all those people are screened at the Hong Kong airport, even Singapore, if they've been traveling to the most hotspot areas like China,
they wouldn't let them fly in.
They are the most hotspots. There are many that's there. So they wouldn't let them fly.
But it's all over now in the United States, you know.
Yeah.
It's gone.
If they're coming from all these countries,
yeah.
Quickly isolated.
I wouldn't want to be isolated.
They'll see your travel history.
Yeah.
Where you've been going around 14 days.
I've been to about 14 countries in the last 14 days.
Temperature is good enough for us to monitor.
Yeah, but I wasn't to any of the hotspot countries.
Your temperature must have been 37 degrees.
Yeah. I had low temperature. Better than most people. So, anyway, so I'm happy to be here. And any other questions? Cool, you had another question? He keeps everyone entertained. So we're having Holi this weekend?
Yes. Today we started today at the Mapalima College.
Right.
Thousand students, we feed prasadam to all the children.
And you had Holi there.
And then Holi there. 1 hour parvachan and Mahamantra, he did the guitar playing.
Yeah. Did they like the guitar?
Oh, all the children were dancing. Tomorrow we have
he was dancing too.
Tomorrow we are having it at FNU, so you'll be the chief guest.
At FNU?
Yeah.
What time is that?
1 to 2.
1 to 2. Yeah, he's good at the guitar. And, yeah, so that's good. So Lefanyu, we have it's holy. We're gonna throw colors too.
Throw some holy, and then the colors and the paints. Saturday is in Main Town. Yeah, and then we'll go, and then we'll have dinner with them.
Oh,
and
good.
Then Sunday hostels.
Sunday house that. Well, Sunday I'm gonna be going to.
But you'll have breakfast with us on top at Tumilia.
Okay. Tomorrow's Gaur Purnima.
Yes.
And at the temple, what time is the program at night?
7.
7 Abhishek, and then class or. Class. We have class at the temple?
Okay.
Busy time. All right, so we take prasad down or? Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.